Good afternoon. We are seeing plenty of sunshine across a large part of interior New York and New England, allowing temperatures to climb into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs to begin the week. Exceptions are where we see more in the way of some high to mid-level clouds across the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England and southern Catskill. Still, though, temperatures are remaining warm, and it is dry in these locations as well. And that's how we will round out the afternoon. The weather over the next several days will be controlled by a front that stalled out to our south. Waves of low pressure will ride along this front and introduce the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. The first of these waves will head in our direction tonight with thickening clouds and a pretty good chance of showers, especially south of I-90 by sunrise on Tuesday, and scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm during the day Tuesday associated with this wave of low pressure. Overnight lows will be in the lower to mid-60s with the cloud cover, and then temperatures on Tuesday will go back up into the 70s. The best chance for a completely dry day on Tuesday will be north of I-90 and closer to the Canadian border. Another wave of low pressure will approach during the day on Wednesday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, and again on Thursday, we'll keep scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. By no means will it be raining the whole time, but with this front close by and waves of low pressure riding along it, we will have to keep at least a few showers and storms in the forecast through the middle of the week. High temperatures will remain in the middle to upper 70s. Finally, this last wave will pass through late Thursday night, maybe a morning shower on Friday, then increasing sunshine during the afternoon, staying in the 70s, and this will bring us back to mostly sunny skies for a dry stretch over the weekend, and highs on both Saturday and Sunday will top out close to 80 degrees. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with highs around 80, temperatures in Boston will slide back through the 70s under a mix of sun and clouds, and a mix of sun and clouds in Buffalo late this afternoon with temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Increasing clouds during the day on Tuesday, but staying dry in the mid 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers likely late tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm on Tuesday in the middle to upper 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny this evening with increasing clouds and a chance of showers overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers on Tuesday and highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers likely late tonight and lows around 60. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible Tuesday and highs in the mid 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly cloudy this evening with increasing clouds and a chance of a shower late tonight with lows around 60. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday, a few scattered showers with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide for Wednesday and Thursday, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid to upper 70s. Increasing sunshine Friday in the lower to mid-70s, and mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days near 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.